بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, today the 27th of July 2002 in Masjid Ibrahim in Austin, Texas, we hear today inshallah and the coming 2 days, 3 days to talk about a very important subject, and I think inshallah it will be very interesting for you to hear or to go over some important part of our Muslims' history or our the Islamic history, even though it's a part which is not so proud of, but it's part of our history which we should be aware of it. This course been chosen to cover the history of sects in Islam. The history of sects in Islam. The history of the dispute which has happened among this ummah and divide the Muslims' ummah instead of one ummah having one book, having one messengers, having one way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, to be divided to so many groups and sects. And there are so many different beliefs. You will be amazed with the number of difference happening among this ummah and the dispute happening between the Muslims through centuries. And I'm sure you can figure that yourself, that we cannot cover in these 2 or 3 days all the sects which has appeared in Islam. But I'll try to at least give you, inshallah, a very good introduction to give you a picture, a general picture of how this dispute starts. Why? What's the reason behind this dispute? What's the roots of these groups and sects? And how far it is deep in our history on Muslims' ummah? And inshallah I will talk about 2 or 3 or 4 sects. It depends how much time will you have. And I will choose among these sects the sects we are living with today, who are still exist in the Muslim world. You might deal with them, you might hear about them, you might have seen them, you might been involved with them in somehow or for some reasons. We will see. First of all, why we choose this subject? Why we talk about sects and groups in Islam? So many people upset when they heard that this person is going to talk about sects in Islam or groups of Islam. Or why we should talk about this. We don't need any more dispute in our ummah or disunity. Just forget about these groups. And we are, alhamdulillah, one ummah, one nation. There is no need for raising these problems which has vanished or disappeared from the ummah. All of us Muslimin, alhamdulillah. So no need for talking about sects and groups. No doubt that whoever said that, his intention, inshallah, it's very good. But it's very much similar to a saying we say in Arabic, كَالنَّعَامَةِ الَّتِي تَدُسُّ رَأْسَهَا فِي التُّرَابِ لِكَيْ لَا تَرَى الْعَدُوِ. Some birds, when they've been attacked by the animals, what they do, if they couldn't run away from the animal, from the tiger or from the lion or from the fox, what they do, they will put their heads in the sand. So they said, since we couldn't see the tiger, he will not be able to see us. And this kind of methodology of dealing with your enemy, it is the worst way of dealing with him, because basically you give him a 100% chance to get you. If the situation, as you said, that alhamdulillah, we are all Muslims, and there is no groups exist, and there is no sects remain in the ummah, and there is no division in the ummah, and there is no dispute among the Muslims' world, that's very good, alhamdulillah, we should talk about this. Something happened and finished. But the fact, but the reality, but when the Muslims look to the Muslims' world, he will be disappointed. He will be surprised with the number of dispute and groups and sects. Everyone claims that he represents Islam or he follow the right path. Hundreds of ways, thousands of ideas, of ideologies, of methodologies exist today in our Muslims' world, and all of them claim that they are Muslims. Or they are following the Sunnah. Or they are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. When we talk about the history of sects, or we talk about the sects in Islam, or the groups which appear in Muslims, between the Muslims or in Muslims' history, first of all we talk about them because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to know the sabil of the mujrimeen, the way of the bad people. Allah ordered us to be aware of their way. Allah ordered us to know what is their sabil, what's their methodology, what is their way, what they are calling for. So we've been ordered to know that. And as you know, knowing your enemy is the first way to save yourself from him and to defeat him. Therefore, the Muslims been asked to know who is the shaitan, what is his tricks, how he misguide people, not because we love shaitan, no, but just to save ourselves from the shaitan. And they said in the old days, عَرَفْتُ الشَّرَّ لَا لِلشَّرِّ. I learned about evil, not because I love the evil, but because I want to be aware of the evil, so I will not be following him without realizing that I fell in his trick or I followed him. Also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned the groups and the sects, sometimes in detail specifically, and sometimes in general statement. He told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever will live among you, he will see a lot of difference. That is, we mentioned in Hadith al-Irbat, Ibn Sariyah, من يعش منكم فسير اختلافا كثيرا. He told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his ummah will be divided to 73 groups.
So this general statement will show us that the Prophet ﷺ told us about the dispute and the group which is going to happen in the Ummah. As a matter of fact, he also specified some of these groups. Such as he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Qadariyatu majusu hadihi al-Ummah. There is a such group it's called Al-Qadariyah, the Prophet ﷺ, the people who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala predestinies. Allah, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned them by their names, and he said, they are going to be exist, and they are following, or they are like the Majus, the people who worship fires. And the Prophet ﷺ told us about the Khawarij, another sect, that they are going to appear. And he said about Al-Azariqa, another group of Khawarij, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the dog of the hellfire. Innahum kilabun nar. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so warned us from these sects, and also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam companion and the great scholars did. Or they did warn us from following or be involved or associate ourselves with any one of these sects. One of the reasons also to talk about the history of sect, brothers and sisters, if we're really seeking unity for this ummah, if we're really seeking success for this ummah, if we are really seeking and want to have a strong ummah to stand for what it believes, this ummah has to be united in one belief. United in one way. United around their Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when we have these groups, these different sects among the Muslims, they break the unity. Unite Muslim in what? What's the common sense or the common thing can unite them? You will see that the dispute among these sects reach to the highest level, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His existence. They do not have the same common belief about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of these sects, you will see that in Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, the key for Islam, the key for Jannah, we do not agree with these sects about the meaning of this shahada, as you will see some of them. And all act of worship, there's groups, some of them add to it, something is not existing. So in order to bring the Muslims, to unite the Muslims again, there is something it's called purification, tasfiyah. Purification, to purify Islam from what been added to it. And in order to purify Islam, to go to the main source, to the pure Islam, you have to know these sects and what they add to Islam in order to avoid them. Also, one of the reasons, and there's a lot, but I will end with this, for me to talk about this subject, to show who is the sect, which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised this sect or this group, they are going to be the group who will be saved in the dunya and the day of judgment. The group which is going to be giving support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and success in this dunya and in the day of judgment. Al-firqatul najiyah wa ta'ifatul mansura. To know Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, you will know or you realize the importance of their manhaj, of their methodology. You will realize the importance of learning about them when you see how these groups and deviant sects dealt with Islam and how they gone astray from the right path. Before we start talking about the sects, there are several introductions we have to go through it today. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll start with talking about the sect. Hopefully we can cover these introductions because it's very important. What the meaning of the word al-iftiraq? The word al-iftiraq. And
here, there's a pen here. Okay, طيب. اكتب الافتراق.
نعم.
جزاك الله خير. بس ما عندنا.
الافتراق or الفرق, which it means الافتراق dispute, فرق it means groups. It's amazing when you look to the meaning of this word in Arabic language. The meaning of فرق, groups, sects. The word in Arabic فرق, which is this one. الافتراق in Arabic, the opposite of الاجتماع. Dispute, the opposite of agree upon. People agree upon something, the opposite of it, dispute. They dispute something. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold tight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rope and don't have difference between you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the husband and wife, إِيَّ تَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ. If they separated, see the same word, افتراق here. The first one, difference, the first verse. Second verse, if they separated from each other, the husband and wife. See, so he used, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word افتراق in a term of separation. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, البيعان, the buyer and seller, بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the buyer and seller, they have the options to go to finish this deal, or the business transactions, or to cancel the deal, unless they will separate it from each other, move from each other. In this case, the buying and selling is done. You can't say, no, I don't want. See? So, iftiraq, the word dispute, if you come to the Arabic, the root of this word, it means separations. It means difference. It means dividing. It means being astray. It means in Arabic to being cut off. It means to leave the group. Iftiraq, it means there is a group, you leave them. It means individualism. The iftiraq, individualism. It means also something different or special, and not special in a good sense, a special shudud, which means something different and wrong. This is the meaning of this word in Arabic. You see, in Sharia, we said, التفرق في الدين, dispute in religion, or they have difference in their religion. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Jewish, they divided themselves to 71 groups in their religion. And there is another kind of meaning of iftiraq, but not iftiraq in the religion, no, iftiraq in the jama'ah. Jama'ah, it means the group. Iftiraq, it means, who can figure out? Separating themselves from the jama'ah. Coming out of the jama'ah. Coming against the jama'ah. Will not follow the way of the jama'ah. They will be gone astray from the path of the jama'ah. See? So this is another meaning come in Sharia. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will leave jama'ah, qayd al-shibr, he will die meeta jahiliyyah. He will die as if he has among the jahiliyyin, the ignorance. Or khala'a ribqat al-islam, من عنقه. النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم when he mentioned in الجماعة he meant by الجماعة the religion and the truth. So dispute or افتراق from the جماعة means to leave the truth, to leave the right path, or to leave the people who are holding to the truth. And whom the people who are holding to the truth? Huh? What do you think? Who's the people we guarantee that they were holding to the truth? Can you witness for anybody else than the Prophet ﷺ companions? No, because they are the only people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witnessed that they are in the right path. Allah said, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ. Allah is pleased with those people who give bay'ah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He pleased with the Sahaba. Allah praised the Sahaba. So those are the people who are holding to the right path. So when somebody is separating himself from them after they die, by separating himself from their ways, he is making dispute in ummah. He's making dispute. He's leaving the jama'ah. There is two words in Arabic. It may not be in English exist. The first word, iftiraq, which is what we're talking about. The another word is called ikhtilaf, which difference in opinions. Different opinions. Ikhtilaf. There's a big difference between these two things. Dispute, disunity, going astray, it's one of the result of the ikhtilaf, the disagreement, or when you have difference in opinions. Sometimes different opinions grows to the extent, reach to the person to leave the truth. Also, al-ikhtilaf, difference in opinions, it might be good in some cases, but dispute, leaving the truth, iftiraq, is always bad, is always connecting to bid'ah, is always connecting to dalal, it always connects to the bad things. Al-iftiraq, ba'ithuh al-hawa. والاختلاف ليس كذلك. افتراق, which is we're talking about today, desires is the main reason behind it. But اختلاف, different in opinions, it can happen without desires. Truly, I don't. You have another evidence. You have, so you have a different opinion between two people based on two different opinions or based on two different evidence. يقول شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله والنزاع في الأحكام قد يكون رحمة إذا لم يفض إلى شر عظيم من خفاء الحكم ولهذا صنف رجل كتابا سماه كتاب الاختلاف فقال له الإمام أحمد هلا سميته كتاب السعة كتاب السعة وإن الحق في نفس الأمر واحد وقد يكون من رحمة الله ببعض الناس خفاؤه لما في ظهوره من الشدة عليه ويكون من باب قوله تعالى لا تسألوا عن أشياء إن تبد لكم تسؤكم. It's amazing statement from Ibn Taymiyyah here telling us that difference in opinions sometimes it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, especially when we talk about some details or branches in Sharia which is might have different opinions based on different evidence between the scholars, the fuqaha. You see sometimes somebody said it is haram, somebody said it is not haram, it is wajib, you know. Some people think this is bad or this is making worse for the ummah. Shaykh Islam rahimahullah mentioned that Imam Ahmad once been told about a person who authored a book it called The Difference Al-Ikhtilaf, between the scholars. He said, no, call your book not the difference, call your book the ease. Because difference make things sometimes ease on Muslims. And this is very was very clear among the Salaf rahimahumullahu ta'ala. As Umar ibn Abdul Aziz said, ما أحب أن أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يختلفون لأنه لو كان القول قولا واحدا لكان الناس في ضيق لكان الناس في ضيق. عمر بن عيسى said, I wish that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم companion يعني he's glad that there is difference sometimes between the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم companion in opinions related to issues, because that things make ease on people. Imagine if you have only one opinion. You cannot leave that. Sometimes you in a situation or in a position, when you feel there is a difference in between the scholars in this matter, it became easy on you. It's not like an issue has no different opinion among the scholars. It is going to be very, very hard on the ummah. Difference, brothers and sisters, something happened in the something happened, but we are not allowed to do it. How is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that difference and dispute can happen among the ummah, but he told us we should not be part of it, or we should not be the people who started this dispute or disunity or difference. For instance, if you see somebody said something, you didn't say, you know what, because the Prophet ﷺ told that there is difference going to happen, let me go say the opposite, that to let it happen. This is haram. It happens, but you're not been asked to make it. إِنَّ الْإِخْتِلَافِ يَقَعْ وَلَا يُوقَعْ قَاعِدَ إِنَّ الْإِخْتِلَافِ يَقَعْ ولا يجوز إيقاعه. So the difference gonna happen in this ummah, but we are not allowed to be part of it or to be the one who initiate the difference or make the dispute among the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا. Don't be like those people who had difference between them and they had dispute. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't follow the different ways which is will take you astray from the right path. And don't be among those people who had difference in their religions and they became sects and groups. You're not among them. He said to his messenger, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. If Allah want, He will make this whole ummah, whole nations, one nations, one way of thinking, no difference. But Allah said, but they will remain, the difference will remain between them. There's difference between people and dispute. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I told you, He told us about the dispute which is going to happen in the ummah. As-sahaba radiyallahu anhum, Ibn Mas'ud said, and look to what Ibn Mas'ud rahimahullah radiyallahu anhu said, إِنَّهَا سَتَكُونُ أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالتَّأُدَهِ فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ يَكُونُ تَابِعًا فِي الْخَيْرِ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَكُونَ رَأْسًا فِي الضَّلَالَةِ. Ibn Mas'ud said, there is a lot of difference will happen. Doubts will be raised in future. Whenever you see that, remain calm. Don't rush to these fitan. Don't rush to these new issues. And he said, the man, it's better for you to be in the rare or in the last rows when there is fitna, better than to be in the head or in the front when there is a fitna. When there is fitan, stay away from it until it passes. Also, he said, what you will do if the fitna happen among you, that the young man will live in this time of fitna, this time of dispute and changing, until he became an old. And he raised and he became old, And all of his life, he lived in a time where his people not following the truth. The sunnah is not exist. He said, to the extent if somebody will leave some of the bid'ah, some of the innovations, people will said he left the sunnah. He left the sunnah. Subhanallah. Give you a practical example. I was a couple of weeks been invited to a ceremony of Hafiz al-Quran. Person said, read. Then he starts reading. Then he said in the end, Sadaq Allahu al-Azim. Then another person starts reading. He didn't say Sadaq Allahu al-Azim. Everybody jumped and said, say Sadaq Allahu al-Azim. I said, Subhanallah. Sadaq Allahu al-Azim, it's not from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah. He didn't say it. He never did it. He never ordered anybody to say it. Neither none of his sahaba. And the weird part is not this. None of them, when he started reciting, he said, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Which is the sunnah, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do it in the Quran. Subhanallah. When the new things been lifted, people, shocked. But the sunnah been lifted, nobody cares. Because people raised and learn in this way, in the wrong way. See, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that statement, have found very much true. And listen, he been asked, Ya Aba Abdurrahman, so when this gonna happen? He said, if there is no much left of your scholars, and there is a lot of the ignorance people, there is a lot of reciters, people read, but there is only few people who understand. When the people will seek the akhirah, will seek the dunya, will seek the worldly reward. Ibn Mas'ud, when he said that this fitna, when it happened and people will raise in this fitna, he said this was going to happen when the scholars will be not much of them left and there is a lot of ignorance people. A lot of reciter, people who read, but only few who can understand. And when people will seek the worldly life by the religion, using this religion to collect something or to have or to earn something in the dunya. And when people will seek knowledge for other than the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, held two stones. And he connected them to each other. And he told his companion, do you see? And he put it toward the moon. Then he said, do you see the moon through this small hole between the two rocks? They said, yes, Ya Hudhayfa. We barely can see the moon through this small holes. Or the lights come through this hole. He said, the Islam will disappear. The Sunnah will disappear. And that much only from Islam will remain among the people. As much as you see from this light between these two rocks, this small hole. As much as this only will remain among people. Wallahi, this is what going to happen. The bid'ah will be spread all over the Muslims. To the extent when somebody will leave some of these bid'ah, new issues, people will say, he left the sunnah. He left the sunnah. People basically been, everything been mixed up in their mind and they couldn't realize what's the right, what's the wrong. And this is very much our life today in the Muslims' world. The people, they cannot differentiate between the wrong and the right. They cannot tell the difference between the wrong and the right. You see how much in Kitabullah and Sunnah Rasulullah and the companion warn us from the being among those people who have a dispute among the firaq, among those people who make difference in their religion or to leave the jama'ah, which is the truth and the right path. The question which you're going to answer, inshallah, after the salat, who can be called sect or group? Today you see so many people, they start pointing, oh, those people are group, they are from the deviant sect. Oh, this such and such jama'ah is a deviant sect. So and such group are deviant sects. Who is the how we can define the deviant sect? Can I be answered this after the salat, inshallah? Also, we'll talk about, is these sects has number? Are they limited, unlimited number? What is our position from them? Are there Muslims, kuffar? What exactly our position from them? And after that, we'll go to the I don't know if I can say juicy part of the talk, which is history. Talking about history. Live with history a little bit for a few moments, take you back all the way to the earlier time in Islam, from the Prophet ﷺ all the way to the 7th century. We go 700 years and maybe 17 minutes. Go over 700 years, inshallah, talking about how these sects start from historical point of view. Because we're going to talk about some of these sects in details, these opinions in details tomorrow, inshallah. This we're going to have today. So let's get ready for prayer Maghrib. Then after Maghrib, please, we try to make our sunnah as much early as we can, so we can start early. Jazakumullahu khairan.